Recording in progress.
Another edition of Yow, Y-O-W, your Ottawa webcast. Hi there, it's the Milkman, John Milky.
And I'm Zoe.
I thought you were eating a healthy lunch because you're supposed to be setting the example here. Fitness trainer that you are.
Fitness trainer goes out the door when the Hershey's Eggies Whoppers Easter collab comes out, and they're one of my favorite Easter candy, like my only favorite Easter candy.
I damn near died. I knew you were eating something, but when you held up to the screen what it was you were diving into, I'm like, seriously? Like, I just did my 5 o'clock fun facts for like all the other stations that I'm on every single day, and it was about food today. And I was so proud on those shows when I said 90% of homes have this in them, as far as food is concerned. 90% of homes have ice cream. And I'm like, I am doing so much better. I don't have ice cream in my house. I'm doing away with the temptation. And then fitness trainer, partner of mine on the show, is eating Hershey eggs.
Yeah, honestly, I couldn't be a more promoter for these. I spent $86 to purchase 12 packs of these. Mr. Handsome has a video. I apparently have to share two with his niece and nephew, but fine, whatever.
Two bags or two eggs?
Two bags. It breaks my heart.
Have you had to sign an agreement? Is he like Sheldon in this respect? You got like a roommate agreement?
They're put to the side, separate from my stash that I have. Shout out to Hershey's. If you're looking for a sponsor,
Eggies,
I am here for
Whoppers. Okay.
Eggies Whoppers. So it's like they have Eggies. They're like mini eggs.
Yeah.
And then they also produce Whoppers. So they put the two together for this Easter collab. You can't buy them on their website. You can't buy them on Amazon. That's why I had to buy so many bags, because there was only two stores near me that I've been able to find them at. So Hershey's, when you come back to
she's going to the wholesaler to get them is what she's doing.
Yeah, can you just like hit me up and I'll come get some directly from you? Thanks.
Well, get the Easter treats while you can, because today I have a story about Halloween decorations. Are you ready for this?
I mean, I'm always here for Halloween. It's one of my favorite times of the year, but already, guys?
You know how people get bent out of shape? Like, you know, Christmas decorations will find their way into the stores. It's too early. It's too early. Well, okay, this is, in fairness, it's only in the news because Home Depot just had their annual store managers meeting on Thursday, and it was at that meeting they revealed what they will be selling this Halloween. So you know that 12-foot skeleton?
Yes, and it's like $800 or $600, and I will buy it.
Retails for $299 US. Yeah, certainly more here in Canada. Yeah. I don't have the Canadian price on it. The fourth year in a row, they're going to be offering that, but for the first time, it's getting a slight makeover. This year, it will have LCD eyes with 8 swappable settings.
Cool, so you can like change how it stares at you?
Yeah.
Dun, dun.
Cool. New additions this year at Home Depot, a 7-foot animated Frankenstein monster.
Ooh.
A 9-foot headless horseman.
Ooh.
A 7.5-foot animated plague doctor.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, the ones with the big nose. Like, They used to wear those big creepy masks.
The big crow, yeah. Yeah, in the fetish world, they're a whole other thing, but yeah. Don't ask me how I know that.
Moving on.
And it could not get more Canadian and creepy for Halloween, coming soon to Home Depot. Murderous maple tree.
Oh, I was waiting for like murderous lumberjack or something, but maple tree sounds kind of fun.
Let's make that happen for next year.
I know what I'm putting on my birthday wish list is definitely that 7-foot skeleton.
12 foot.
12 foot. It's bigger.
It's Yow, your Ottawa webcast.
We've got movies with Keith.
Movies with Keith.
We've got all the movies that you need with Keith.
We missed you last week for the Oscars, man. You must have been busy.
Yeah, crazy week. Good to be back, though.
Yeah, and when you're back, that means it's Friday. Yeah. So that's good. It's the start of the weekend.
Absolutely. So first, let's start off with a nice Canadian film called French Girl. This is a new movie starring Zach Braff. And basically in this film, it is basically a Canadianized version of Meet the Parents. He's dating this woman. Her name is Sophie. They've got this wonderful relationship. And she gets an opportunity to leave from New York to Quebec City to be the head chef at the Chateau Frontenac.
Nice.
So Also in Quebec City is where her family is, a family that he is desperately trying to impress, but failing miserably at. Like I said, Meet the Parents, but a Canadianized version. This is a cute film. After coming out of the seriousness of the last few months with all of the Oscar films, this is a nice romantic comedy. Is it predictable? Well, what romantic comedy isn't? But it's still an enjoyable film, and I have no problem recommending French Girl.
I'm super excited to see that because, yeah, I've been to Quebec City. Would like to see which kind of sites and locations they pick to film it. But, oh, man, I feel bad for that film crew having to haul stuff up and down those hills. My goodness.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. The second movie that I want to bring to your attention this week is a movie called Love Lies Bleeding. This is a movie that had its premiere earlier this year at the Sundance Film Festival. It stars Kristen Stewart and Katie O'Brien. Kristen Stewart's character manages a gym, and Katie O'Brien is a female bodybuilder who works out there. The two of them see each other, sparks fly, and they're off to the races with this newfound relationship. Only problem is that Kristen Stewart plays her father's into some pretty evil stuff, and then the two ladies get mixed up in that. It is by A24, which is the same distributor behind such films like Everything Everywhere All at Once, The Zone of Interest, Florida Project, a lot of strong independent films. So you can expect an extremely raw film. It says it's 14A. I'd say nay, nay. I mean, there's some pretty strong adult themes in this movie. It's very entertaining. It's not going to be for everyone. If you're looking for a nice leisurely Saturday afternoon movie, Love Lies Bleeding isn't the one for you. But again, if you're more, you know, open to different things on screen, I think this movie will appeal to you. A24 doesn't put out bad movies, and Love Lies Bleeding is not an exception to that. It's an enjoyable film.
Well, if the outfit that I saw Kristen Stewart wearing when she was on with Kimmel the other night is any indication of this movie, I think, yeah, 14A. Not that, you know, I should draw a parallel between the two, but it may be a stretch for 14A.
Yeah.
It sounds like all the things I enjoy in a movie, so I'm excited to see that one for sure.
Absolutely.
Movie reviews here on Yow, your Ottawa webcast every Friday with Ottawa Life magazine reviewer Keith Whittier, wittywhittier.com. Yow, your Ottawa webcast, yowshow.ca. There's a story in the news today. A lot of advocates pushing for the federal government to keep the Alexandria Bridge and convert it to active use only instead of tearing it down. I was unaware that there was a plan afoot to tear down one of the already too few bridges to and from the Quebec side, but apparently that is. So, it begs the question.
Whoa. I thought that was one just under construction. Like, it's been, like, they've had, like, you can't go this way for a while, but I didn't know they were tearing it down. How dare you? It's, like, the only cool bridge out of all the bridges.
So, before they closed it, 9% of vehicular traffic between Ottawa and Gatineau, 9% of the traffic on the bridge was cars, 40% was pedestrian traffic. So they're looking at, you know, well, we've got that pedestrian bridge, the old rail bridge open now for that. We don't need this, maybe. I don't know what's going on. But here's the question, the bigger question. Let's have a little fun with this. We're both Ottawa people, grew up here.
Yeah.
We only have 3 or 4 bridges connecting our two cities.
Yeah.
Okay, question one, can we name them? Question two, can we figure out which one is which?
Can we name the Ottawa bridges doo-dah?
Oh, Zoe. All right.
Let's get confused together, all the doo-dah days.
All right, so to the best of your abilities, which one is the Alexandria Bridge?
So that's the one I use like buildings as my like reference point. So that one is the one that's by the National Art Gallery. You take that beautiful stretch that goes right across the water in both directions. It's such a gorgeous view. If they get rid of it, I'm going to be heartbroken because it is a gorgeous drive across that bridge.
So that's the one that has,
it's the fancy steel one with all the metal and on the way to the Ontario side, it's nice cement, but then on the way to the Gatineau side, it's that like bumpy grate thing that scares everyone half to death, I think. Right. But
the McDonald Cartier Bridge, which one is that?
The McDonald Cartier Bridge.
Isn't this terrible?
Is that the one in Elmer?
Well, it goes to the Quebec side, so, but no.
No.
And, in fairness, if you had asked me, I wouldn't know either. I'm on Google right now, so I have that advantage. Because one of us has to know the answer to this, right?
Yeah. So Which one's that?
I would never have guessed it right. The McDonald Cartier Bridge is the one that goes from King Edward in Sussex Drive over to Quebec.
King Edward and Sussex Drive. But I thought that was called the Portage Bridge.
That's the one that is close to the War Museum, is the Portage.
No, that one's like that. No, that's the Chaudière one.
No, the Chaudière one is the green one that's a little further. It's over near the E.B. Eddy plant. Goes across where the power plant used to be and where the rapids are.
Yeah, like the zippy thing. That's the Chaudière.
See, I don't know where the zippy thing is. This is the fun of being in
it's
Ottawa.
Where the
isn't
zip
it?
Line is.
I have no idea.
You haven't done the Ottawa zip line?
No.
Across the water?
Do I look like someone who wants to dangle from a thread over water? Come on, Zoe.
I don't know. All the stairs were fun. That was the fun part, was doing all the stairs up to the top.
No, that doesn't sound fun at all. All right.
Okay,
go ahead.
One's the Chaudière.
Yep.
The little one that they've been working on forever, ever, evers, they finally reopened.
Isn't it stupid how we don't know this?
Okay. Well, no, there's two that have C names, so I get them confused. And I just call the other one the Elmer Bridge because it goes into Elmer.
I just know that to get to or from the Ontario side to the Quebec side, I've got a few options, and I know how to get to those options. I never question what bridge is what. And I know people are screaming at us right now, the old rail bridge that they have just converted to a pedestrian and bicycle bridge, which, of course, they closed for the winter because it can't handle the snow load, which makes me laugh. But you know the one, right? It comes off what formerly called the Ottawa River Parkway. Do you know the name of that bridge?
I was just calling it the pedestrian one. So no.
Me too.
It has a name. Obviously, it has a name.
It does. It's the Chief William Commando Bridge.
Okay, I'm just going to call it the Commando Bridge from now on. So.
Yes!
You do with that what you will, Ottawa. And
we do not need a nightmare. We have Zoe Thorne. The Commando Bridge is the best thing for Ottawa tourism since I don't know when. Okay, the last thing, because this one always makes me laugh. I would get phone call after phone call after phone call from people back in the day letting me know about an accident on the Queensway, and I would say, okay, where on the Queensway? And they would say, near Nicholas. And I would say, okay, eastbound or westbound? And there'd be silence.
Oh, that's how I used to tell what direction I'm standing in.
Okay, but most people in Ottawa don't know this based on my own informal research. So then they would pause and they would say, I'm headed towards Orleans. So you are eastbound.
Eastbound.
Yes, and they would go, I guess.
It's not, I guess. It goes from east to west. It's very simple. Like, I had to learn this because I was filling out a police report one time, and the police officers go based off of, like, are you going eastbound, westbound, north, south, right?
Of course.
So I'm, like, standing there doing probably what that person was, which was like, So then I finally figured out highway and then every other direction in between.
But it's so funny, right? Because we all talk about we live in the east end. We live in the west end. We live in Riverside South.
Yeah.
But then if I ask somebody, what direction is Quebec? North, by the way.
Hi, I'm Finn, and you're listening to Finn's Friday Forecast. Wow, what a week. I won the Faces Magazine Award for Best Podcaster for the second year in a row. Now, all the local papers and radio stations want to interview me. I even did an interview on CBC Radio this morning. Of course, they wanted to know the weather forecast for today. I just gave them a little heads up about the weather. Since the one and only Finn Friday forecast is exclusively blasttheradio.com. So let's get it on. This afternoon, still a mix of sun and clouds. A high of 11 degrees, at night partly cloudy with a low of -2. But when the sun rises on Saturday, the temperature goes down to -3. That hour after the sun rises is usually the coldest. Saturday morning, it's cloudy with sunny breaks, but the afternoon is mainly cloudy. A high of 8 degrees on Saturday and a low of 2. In the evening and at night, we might get some showers and light rain. This rain continues into Sunday mid-morning. Around noon, a 3 to 4 hour period with sunny breaks, but in the afternoon, expect more clouds and even mixed precipitation. At night, it will be cloudy with clear breaks, a high of 7 degrees, and a low of minus 1. From the unceded territory of the Algonquin Nation in Campbell, Ontario, this was your BTR Weatherman Finn, voted Ottawa's best podcaster of 2024, only on blasttheradio.com. Back to Zoe and the Milkman. See ya!
Our man, Finn. His second year winning the Faces Magazine Award for Best Podcast, and Finn is now on a mini media tour. Several regional newspapers want to sit down and have a conversation with him. And this morning he made his way to CBC with a shirt and tie on and everything. He was on CBC Ottawa Morning today.
Stop it.
I know.
So cute.
Talking about his weather forecasting prowess, talking about being a Faces Magazine Award winner, and you're going to love this. Talking about us and talking about our radio station on the
Stop.
CBC.
Give that man an award. Oh, wait. Uh-huh. Oh, I already did.
And Finn, I still owe you ribs. I really, really owe you
ribs.
No, we
need to get together. I want to just like squish him because he's just so cute.
don't squish him too hard, please. We need Finn.
No, just a big hug. Yeah. But no, oh, man, I can't wait to... I haven't had a chance to see the clip yet, but I can't wait to see him. But like our little meteorologist in the making, like, oh, I'm so excited for him.
See, Zoe, you're hanging with the right guy. I discover stars, baby. I'm going to make you a star. You're already a star.
I feel like I'm in like the 1950s and like we're like I'm gonna make you a star.
I'm gonna make you a star, baby. I'm gonna make you a star.
Yeah.
So
I'm not a singer, as we've learned.
You're not a singer who sings on the show every single day.
Not well.
All right, let me sing for you. Entertainment, what to do? Entertainment report for you. Zoe's on the show with what to do? Dooby dooby doo, Scooby doop boop boo.
Perfect.
When you can't make it rhyme, pro tip: when you can't make it rhyme, go with the Scooby doop boop boos.
The International Film Festival of Ottawa, which started on Wednesday, is going all the way through till March 24th. Over 20 films from Canada and around the world. All the details and venues on the IFFO.ca website. The Glebe Community Center is hosting the Let's Think Spring Craft Market. Free admission, shop all local artists Saturday from 10:30 to 3 p.m. Hoping the Sens keep up this winning streak on Sunday against the Carolina Hurricanes. That's at 6 p.m. at the CTC Center. Celebrate like the Irish on Sunday at Bridges Wells Pub in the basement of St. Bridges Center on St. Patrick Street in Lower Town. Get an early and free start to your celebration at 10 a.m. There will be music, bagpipes, Irish dancing, non-alcoholic and alcoholic drinks available. Of course, we always got to have the music that you want to be listening to here in Ottawa over the weekend. Tonight at the 27 Club, the Byward Market will have the Toronto-based group Zenus back from their hiatus with their retro indie rock inspired first full-length album since 2014, and that starts at 8 p.m. Also starting at 8 p.m., Redbird in the Old Ottawa South will be celebrating Canadian-American song poet Rachel Killerg. She will be bringing her heartfelt My Dad Loved Me new release in memory of her late father. Tomorrow, Atomic Rooster in Centertown will have the Angelia Hunter Trio, veterans of the Ottawa scene. You can see them for free starting at 6 p.m. They bring something for everyone from hard rock, gospel, soul, blues, jazzy, pop, flavor, or whatever they want. The National Arts Center will be hosting The Pairs. They have toured Canada, the U.S., and Europe. This folk group from London consists of Renee Kolig, Noelle Kolig, and Hillary Watson. This quirky group voices bottle chemistry and connection with the audience coming together starting at 8 p.m. On Sunday, Redbird has the St. Paddy's Day celebration with Kelly Sloan and Jig. Show off your best Celtic dance moves to the Ottawa's own group Jig starting at 7:30 p.m. Ian Robb joined forces with the local trio Jig with one eye. And then when they added the fourth member, they added another eye to form the Celtic group Jig with two eyes. If you are looking for more rock blues on your St. Paddy's Day, Atomic Rooster has you. They'll have a the Thousand Islands Ontario Group River City Junction on at 6 p.m. for a free show. The trio has a Chicago bluesy Motown classic rock vibe.
And we're a boring city, you say? I think not. And we prove it wrong every Friday with Zoe's.
And there's so much more. If I had more time,
I know.
Then I would put everything, but I don't. So,
by the way, how sad is it that we've got St. Patrick's Day on Sunday because Monday is going to be hangover central?
Hey, guys, I live my life by moderate Mondays, so just do the moderate amount of things on your Monday, all right?
Says the woman who started the show by pounding into a big bag of Easter eggs.
Exactly. Frivolous Fridays.
This is your Empowerment Coach Susie with today's Empowerment Moment. Always share and celebrate success stories. It not only acknowledges and appreciates the hard work and achievements of people, it also boosts their confidence and sets a positive example for others. Highlighting these stories can also inspire and motivate others by showing tangible results of empowerment and contribution. In fact, this approach not only uplifts the individuals directly involved, but also reinforces the idea that every person has the potential to make a significant impact. Find more daily tips online. Look for Power Coach Susie on all social media platforms.
Hey Zoe, have you been paying much attention to Sophie Gregoire Trudeau? She's got a new book coming out.
No, I didn't hear, actually. No, but that's super cool.
I want to get your opinion on this because we all know the situation. She was married to our prime minister. They have separated. I guess she's got a new love in her life. Well, she is set to release a new book focusing a lot on mental health, eating disorders as well, a big part of that. And yes, she talks family. I want to get your opinion because she posted on her Instagram yesterday about her new book coming out. She's also on the cover of Elle magazine looking dynamite.
Yes, I saw the cover and I was like, oh, wow, she's looking fantastic. Revenge bod. Check.
Not that she was ever hideous in the first place.
No, but, no, God, no.
But here's what I want to get to. Is she fair game for people who want to make political gripes? Because on her Instagram post, she is. It was awful.
I mean, I'm sure she's, the poor thing's probably used to it at this point, but I mean, she isn't her husband and doesn't really have anything to do with politics. So
I'm glad to hear you say that, because when I was reading her Instagram, I gave her a follow on Instagram last night and I was reading through the comments, which I know I shouldn't do, but I felt so awful. Yes, she's been around that for so long. She's got to have a thick skin and she's got to know it's coming her way. I just think it is so unjustified. The spouse of an MP or of a prime minister or a premier is not part of the policy making of this country.
Not even like the first lady in the States has anything to like do with that.
I mean, sure, they have conversations behind closed doors, but at the end of the day, they're not the ones making the votes and setting the policies and collecting your taxes. They are the partner, right? Just like your partner, like handsome men doesn't influence the decisions you have to make at work.
No, he's my rock, like as someone I can go to in confidence to like speak about things that are frustrating me, but that doesn't make him a part of like things that happen or policy changes or things like that. So like Sophie was just the rock for Trudeau for
and the other thing, of course, people came at her like, oh, look at you, all this, fake, Photoshop stuff. No wonder he left you. We don't know that he left her. We don't know that she left him. We don't know if it was mutual. It sickens me that we're living in this world where people can post that stuff in an inappropriate place. She's talking about a book she's written. Has nothing to do with politics or the prime minister, etc. Oh, you're someone to talk about family. You left your family. That was one of the comments last night. No. She's separated from her husband, and she has chosen to remain in the city so that she can still be with her children.
Well, and as personally, as a child of divorce, like,
there you go.
Like, what are you talking about? Like, both your parents will always still be your parents, even if she left the city. There are people or, kids who have divorced parents who travel between cities because people's lives move on and they need to move on and get closure so that they can go and have another healthy relationship. Like
isn't the divorce rate something like 50%? So we're automatically discounting half the world because their marriage didn't work out.
It's so gross
reading these comments. So gross.
Honestly, it's like a lot of people forgot the classic childhood tale of if you've got nothing nice to say, don't say it. Like, yeah, well, Jesus, where were your parents to tell you this when you were writing that rude comment?
That went out the window the day Facebook was born. I'm glad we're on the same page. Thank you for saying that. That was my big question. I was really bothered by that last night because what I want to do, and I will champion anybody who does this always, put the politics aside. Put whatever your beliefs or whatever rumors you've heard about their marriage, which is none of your damn business, none of my business. I've heard things too. Put that aside. I want to celebrate the fact that Sophie Gregoire Trudeau, who, like it or not, has a spotlight, has a stage, and also, before she was the Prime Minister's wife, was a very well-known and respected broadcaster and journalist in Quebec. So
I did not know that.
Absolutely.
That's super cool to have her in our corner.
And she's one of the top speakers in the world today. She's paid a very good amount of money to do public speaking. She has written a book about mental health. She has written a book about her eating disorder. She has written a book about her family. Let's celebrate that. Let's celebrate people who are putting their story out there. As I've put my story out there, as many others have put their story out there. Breaking down these barriers about mental health, that should be the focus.
Yeah, stop trying to tear each other down like we're all crabs in a bucket.
Hey, Zoe, I know you've got a song for our news nuggets. I've only got a couple of headlines to get to, so do you have a song for, like, mini news nuggets, kind of like your mini eggs that you've been eating all the way through
We've
the
show?
We've
got miniature nuggets, the nuggets of news, morsels of information even tinier for
See,
you.
See, no, you've gone on too long. It's got to be a mini. I'm just kidding. We talked about advocates pushing the federal government to keep the Alexandria Bridge and convert it to active use only. So no traffic, just active use. So cyclists and pedestrians. We talked about that already earlier on the show. A local woman has been charged for basic cancer screening. This is disgusting. This is a procedure that is and still is. I know you mentioned this off the air. We've had a lot of cutbacks to a lot of things, but this is a procedure that is still covered by OHIP, but she has been charged regardless after a nurse practitioner came to her home. The provincial NDP leader has stepped in to say, yeah, we need to fix this ASAP and get her compensated.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine?
Agreed.
Like, you don't have enough going on with cancer. Now you got a bill? Where am I?
Yeah, right? That's ridiculous.
Yeah. The city, and I know Mr. Handsome has forwarded this to you and everybody in your baseball team as well. Please, please, please stay off the sports fields. I know it's tempting. I see people already at the tennis courts in my neighborhood. I'm sure you do too, down where you are. Please stay off the sports fields until they've had a chance to dry. Otherwise, they may be damaged.
Yeah, he even put saying that bylaw will be even more active in those areas to stop people as well.
No,
so
not
heads
bylaw.
Up.
Not bylaw. They're scary. You know what? Bylaw, the last time I had to deal with them, they said stop. And if I don't stop, they were going to say stop again.
Oh.
Scary times.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Please stay off the sports fields if you want them to be in good condition for officially spring and summer. And finally to Stittsville, where Erica Weeb, who won gold in wrestling in the 2016 Olympics, she has announced her retirement. Good job.
Yay. Congratulations. Enjoy your retirement.
Hey, if you're listening on Spotify, as we learned, our friend Dan Mellon left us his thoughts on the show. We'd love to hear your comments as well. You can do that on Spotify. You are looking for YOW, Y-O-W, stands for Your Ottawa Webcast, with me, the Milkman John Milky, and Zoe Thorne.
And as always, if you like what you heard, spread the word, and ta-ta for now.
YOWshow.ca.
Goodbye!
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. See you later. Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.